Pure Dog Talk is the voice of purebred dogs. We talk to the legends of the sport and give you the tips and tools to create an awesome life with your purebred dog. From showing to preservation breeding, from competitive obedience to field work, from agility to therapy dogs, and all the fun in between, your passion is our purpose. Welcome to Pure Dog Talk. I am your host, Laura Reeves, and I have with us today, as we're all getting ready for the big dog shows coming up, particularly Westminster Kennel Club in Queens. So I have with us the Queen of Queens, Denise Flame, my good friend, and we are going to talk about what to do in Queens, right? Because everybody wants to go to Manhattan, and I understand that's just like it's right over the bridge, it's right there, but there's stuff in Queens too. And I think we should kind of embrace that a little bit and support the community. Don't you think?
I may be deposed as the Queen of Queens after all this, but I will give you my best opinions as a borough bred, born and bred in Queens. I now live a little further east, but I'm there all the time.
Pure Dog Talk is proudly sponsored by Trupanion, medical insurance for the life of your pet. This year, give your buyers the gift of peace of mind with a special go-home day offer from Trupanion. This offer provides puppies with immediate coverage so they're protected should they get into mischief in their new homes. Trupanion covers pets against unexpected accidents and illnesses with no payout limits, helping ease the financial burden when a pet gets sick or injured. Even better, Trupanion is able to pay the veterinarian directly at the time of checkout, which means less out-of-pocket for your buyers. You can get this special offer for your buyers as part of the Breeder Support Program. It's completely free to join and available for breeders in the US, Canada, and Australia. Getting started is quick and easy. Just follow the link on my partner page at puredogtalk.com to get started. I'm coming today to talk to you about Brilliant Pad, and it is amazing and an incredible way for me to do my potty training with the puppies and not ever have to touch any yucky stuff. Brilliant Pad literally rolls the mess up and you never touch it. So I really wanted to talk to you guys about that, share with you the experience I had with it. It's like the most amazing thing you've ever seen.
First of all, can we talk about the topography of New York City for those people who... Right?
We're not from there. Like, talk to all of us who aren't from there.
Y'all just fly in and you go to where you're told to, and then you're afraid to go anywhere because you don't know. So there are five boroughs in New York City. Two are islands, two are on an island, one stuck to the mainland, all right? Manhattan. When you think of Manhattan, think of a cigar. It's a cigar. To its southwest, you've got a sock, pretty much. Triangular.
And it's a sock and a cigar. Boy, this is...
All right, Manhattan is a cigar. It's long and it's skinny. I'm trying to give you... And it's an island. And then off there, kind of, you know, within spitting distance of the Statue of Liberty, you have Staten Island. You don't really need to know anything about Staten Island. It's where our garbage goes. There's a landfill there. It's where all the people from Brooklyn 30 years ago decided, let's go to Staten Island. And it's the way you go to Jersey. Okay.
Yeah, that's Jersey. Okay.
Now, that takes care of the two islands. The Bronx, Ogden Nash said, the Bronx, no thonks, right? The Bronx is attached to the mainland. You go north of that all the way to Maine.
Got it.
The Bronx is a borough worth investigating. And if you stay in Queens near the stadium, you are very close to the two bridges, the Whitestone and the Throgs, that take you over into the Bronx. So I want to give the Bronx its props later on.
Okay. Okay.
We'll talk about it. Then what you have left are Queens and Brooklyn. Queens and Brooklyn are on Long Island. They don't realize they're on Long Island. That's the name of the island. They don't know that they're there. They just know they're in Brooklyn.
Isn't there an extra G in there, like Long Island? Isn't
that? I also, by the way, do have a Queens accent. I do. Which I can trot out when I get really mad or a little tipsy. So I can talk like this if you want me to, but I think I'm going to talk like I normally do and not go back to the old neighborhood right now. Okay.
Got it.
All right. So Brooklyn and Queens. So you've got Long Island, which is shaped like a fish. Walt Whitman wrote poems about this. So the head of the fish faces Manhattan.
Okay.
Okay. The head of the fish is Brooklyn. So take this fish and cut it into four parts now.
Okay.
The head of the fish that faces Manhattan with the eyes and all that. That's Brooklyn.
Okay.
The next part of the fish, where the little flippery thing is, that's Queens.
We're in the flipper?
Yeah, the flipper. Then you have Nassau County. Okay. And at the very end, you have Suffolk County.
Okay.
Which has a tail. The top part of the tail is the North Fork, where all the wineries are. The bottom part of the tail is the Hamptons, the South Fork.
The shishi part.
We don't care about that half of the fish. We're looking at the part of the fish that's got the little flippery fin. That's Queens. Queens is not like Manhattan. First of all, Queens scares people, I think, because like all the boroughs, it's not laid out in a grid pattern and it's not numeric. Okay. So there are street names and the streets curve and all this.
It's a little, yeah.
You're making you grimacing. Why are you grimacing?
It was hard. It was really hard last year. That's why I called you. I'm like, we need help.
So, you know, New York is a city of neighborhoods.
Yeah.
And if you know the neighborhood, you can find your way around. So I'm going to tell you the things. I'm going to give you a couple of neighborhoods to go to.
Okay.
In Queens. And I'm going to give you some specific places. So let's start right by the stadium. And let me preface this by saying, don't drive anywhere, people. Okay. First of all, you're not going to find parking.
No.
Second of all, you're 37% chance of being involved in an incident of road rage.
Only 37%?
Right? I'm being very generous. And also, it's easier and it's quicker because you do not want to go around and around looking for parking. And then you've got to know how to parallel park, which none of you people from the middle of the country know how to do. So take an Uber. They're everywhere. Okay. So.
And will the Ubers take our dogs?
Well, I don't know about that. But you're not going to restaurants and bars with your dogs, right? They're securely crated in your rooms with.
Very good.
So very, very close to the stadium is the trifecta that I consider, when I was growing up in Queens, this was sort of a bit of a destination. First of all, you've got the Parkside Restaurant.
Okay.
Parkside Restaurant is probably one of the few remaining white tablecloth, red sauce, old Italian restaurants. It's phenomenal. You go in there. You order a glass of wine or a carafe of wine and you get your eggplant parm and it's going to be very New York. It's going to be lots of neighborhood guys. Yeah, it's going to be a typical New York City Italian restaurant, the likes of which has basically been eradicated off the face of the earth. But this is the real deal. Okay. Yeah, very big, thriving Italian neighborhood. Now it's more Latino, but these guys have their restaurant and they've been there for 40 years and they're not going anywhere. So after you have your amazing meal at the Parkside, you're going to go one block to the Lemon Ice King of Corona, from which that television show got its name. And apparently it's been featured on the King of Queens or what have you. You're going to order, you don't have to just have a lemon ice. You could have a Spumoni ice. You can have a chocolate ice. You know, it goes on forever and ever. Pistachio, my personal favorite. Then you're going to take your ice.
And ice is not ice cream. So I think you need to clarify.
It's an Italian ice. Do people not know what Italian ice is? Yeah. It's ice with sugar and flavor, and you pay whatever for it, okay? Then you're going to take your Italian ice, and you're going to go across the street to what is called Spaghetti Park. I don't know what the real name. Wait, I actually got the real name of it. It's called Frank something. Let's give this man his due, because nobody calls his thing what it is. William F. Moore Park. He was apparently a Marine that died during World War I, but it's Spaghetti Park. Okay. This, in the right weather, you will find the bocce courts abuzz with septuagenarian and octogenarian Italian men in their slouchy sweaters and their caps playing bocce ball. You will then not disturb the bocce players because that's not going to end well. You're not going to ask to play, but you're going to watch because really that is New York. Okay. So that is your Corona adventure.
Okay. So entertainment in Queens, old guys playing bocce ball with an ice code.
You'll never see it anywhere else. You'll never see it anywhere. This is what people in Queens.
100%.
Restaurant, you have your chicken parm, your eggplant parm, whatever. Leave room for dessert. Go to the Lemon Ice King. And then you go watch the old guys.
Go to the bocce ball. Got it.
Now, for something completely different. Flushing, Queens. You can go to Chinatown in Manhattan. But just as amazing is the Chinatown in Flushing, Queens.
Yes.
And I want you to go to a place called the New World Mall.
Yes. I didn't get there and I want to go. It's amazing. It looked amazing.
New World, okay. And then you're going to go into the New World Mall and on your right, you're going to be mesmerized by this Asian supermarket that's got every single...
Is this the one that's underground, kind of?
We go underground, but I don't want you to be distracted by the supermarket. You can get that on the way up. I want you to go down the escalator to the subterranean food court that has everything you could possibly want. Every cuisine. It has Chinese, Japanese, Thai, Vietnamese, Taiwanese, you name it. It's there. You can get pho. You can eat bullfrog. There are all the amazing Chinese aunties making hand-done dumplings, hand-rolled. You can buy them uncooked if you have a freezer, bring them home, okay? Bubble tea, the whole thing, okay? It is amazing. You would never know that it was there, but I think it's well worth an excursion.
Excellent.
And then you can go around it. So that is a must-have.
Okay.
All right, now I'm going to give you two neighborhoods where I am reasonably certain if I airdropped you, nothing bad would happen. Okay?
That's good. Whew, that's good.
Now, there are different people. Yeah. We're a polyglot, you know. And, you know, it's that's good, right?
Yeah.
All right. So I want you to get in your Uber, and I want you to go to Astoria. Now, Astoria is to the west. It's about, I don't know, a 15-minute ride. And you can wave at the people from Manhattan because the story is on the water. It's in the northwest corner of Queens. Okay. Astoria used to be, and it still is to some extent, a Greek neighborhood. So this is where you go for seafood. Elias Corner, I think, is one restaurant that's been there forever. This is where you go with the little dishes in the tank and you say, I want that one. And, okay. And amazing Greek food. So this is where you go for that. And an amazing bar scene.
Oh, so this is where we're going to go clubbing.
Well, I don't, you know, nightclubs. This is where you're going to go bar hopping.
Bar okay. hopping.
The main drag there is a street called Steinway Street. And you can, you know, go from bar to bar. You talk to me about Irish bars. You're not going to find, what is that thing in Manhattan that everybody goes to? The Irish, what is it called? Well, what's the Irish?
Blarney Rock.
The Blarney Stone.
It's the Blarney Stone, but we call it the Blarney Rock. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Blarney Stone.
Why do you call it the Blarney Stalactite? Why are you renaming these things? Okay. No, it's the Blarney Stone. And, you know, it's a different ecosystem, right? Because when you're in Manhattan and you're around, we're all accustomed to the area around Madison Square Garden. You know, people forget under Madison Square Garden was Pennsylvania Station, still is. So most of those bars serve commuters. And it's a neighborhood, but it's not really. So now you're in an actual neighborhood. Now, this neighborhood, because New York City has become so gentrified, and then Brooklyn, don't even bother. I'm not even going to send you to Brooklyn. Because anybody who lives in Brooklyn isn't even from Brooklyn. Everybody's from, like, Milwaukee. So it's, time is gone. You know, you want authentic, you're going to get a degree of gritty, right? So not dangerous, but gritty. So Astoria has gentrified a lot. There are a lot of hipsters and all this, but you can still find bunch of Irish bars. You can go to the Irish Rover, all these things. Just remember, don't be stupid, because you could get beat down if you're stupid, and you don't want that. Don't irritate the locals. Just
don't be stupid.
Don't be stupid. There's also, I think it's called Bohemian Hall. And that's like an outdoor sort of, you know, open air brauhaus type vibe. That might work well for you guys. And there are pierogies and kielbasa and sauerkraut. And that sounds like a really good thing, right?
Cool.
So that's the story. So you guys can go to a story, get dropped off, wander. You can find your way down to that. There's a bridge there called the Hell's Gate Bridge. There are parks along the water. Sort of hang out, whatever.
And I think the thing to remember that it's so hard for us who have done Westminster Kennel Club for 98 million years in Manhattan in February to remember we're in Queens in May. The weather's very likely to be quite lovely.
Yes, it's going to be super nice. But also remember that when you're in New York City in February, you know, none of the malcontents are around because they're too busy borrowing, right? So warmer weather. Okay. You know, just feel
valid.
Yeah.
Valid.
Get into a bridge, right? So that's Astoria. Then I'm going to take you all the way to the east, which is right east of, if we're using the stadium as our point, to a neighborhood called Bayside. Bayside is the last stop before you get to Long Island. Now, see, so actually, let's go back to the geography for a minute. The people in Brooklyn and Queens live on Long Island. They live, that's the name of the island. They don't think they, when you say you live on Long Island, you live in the in Nassau, Suffolk, to the east. That's where everyone goes when they want to have kids and go to schools. They go east.
The burbs.
Bayside is on the cusp of the burbs. So it's a little bit quieter. It's not as hip. Lots of really good restaurants. Lots of really good bars. Maybe this is where the slightly older crowd wants to go. And, you know, really very safe and very walkable. Bell Boulevard is the main drag there. And I think that's a reasonable place to go if you want to explore a little and not, you know, get yourself in trouble. Bayside.
Okay.
Bayside. So that's, I think that's more than enough.
Yeah. Well, we only have so many days. Right.
So
hang tight, guys. Got a little bit of information for you. We'll be right back to the podcast in a minute. All right, crew, check it. The results are in, and 96 of the 100 top all-breed show dogs in 2023 are fed ProPlan. The high-performance food is made with 30% protein and 20% fat to fuel the metabolic needs of an active, keenly motivated show dog while maintaining lean muscle. The owners and handlers of these top champions choose to feed ProPlan because it delivers concentrated nutrition to optimize oxygen metabolism for increased endurance, a pivotal part of campaigning a show dog. ProPlan promotes nutrition for joint health and mobility and for healthy skin and coat. The ease of feeding one of the ProPlan All Life Stages formulas that provide complete and balanced nutrition for puppies to senior dogs is an added bonus. Try ProPlan and see why more owners and handlers of top show dogs choose it. Visit purina.com/ProPlan/dogs to learn more about the number one dog food of show dog owners and handlers in 2023.
I'm now going to advocate for the Bronx.
Okay, go.
No, Ogden Nash said the Bronx, no thonks, right? It's completely wrong. If you go to Little Lily in Manhattan, it's about a block by a block. It's just been, there's nothing there. There is a Little Italy in the Bronx on Arthur Avenue.
Okay.
In Uber.
I've even heard of Arthur Avenue. Why have I heard of Arthur Avenue?
I went to school up at Fordham in the Bronx. I went there all the time. I mean, it was so Italian, there used to be a slaughterhouse. I think the slaughterhouse is now gone, but there's an open air fruit market. There are restaurants galore. I think the DeLillo pastry shop where Frank Sinatra bought his cannoli, you're still there. It's like Italy. You cannot have a bad meal. You cannot have a bad meal at an Italian restaurant. There are pastries. You can go in and buy pasta. You can buy, I mean, anything that exists in Italy, you can find on Arthur Avenue.
Along with Arthur Avenue from the, like the host hotel or from the show site is, how far are we talking? It's like 20 minutes. It's like 5 minutes.
First of all, when we speak about how far away is it?
Okay.
Without traffic,
right.
20 minutes.
Right.
Across the bridge, you're up there. I used to make it from my house in Queens to Fordham about 25 minutes, and I'm a little further south. But with traffic, which is why, put on your Waze, people. You cannot drive in New York City without Waze. Now, periodically, Waze will give you a detour that's worse than the traffic you're trying to escape. But if you catch it at the right time, you can avoid yourself really being snarled, right? So put on your Waze, or better yet,
take an Uber.
Take the Uber to Arthur Avenue. Go walk around Arthur Avenue. Now, while you're up there, you're right next to the Bronx Zoo, which is an amazing place. Okay. You're right next to the Botanical Gardens.
Okay.
And if you really want to be ambitious and if you want to drive, there's a phenomenal cemetery up there. Now, I know that people say, why would I go to a cemetery?
No, cemeteries are great.
Okay, this is Woodlawn Cemetery. It is the highest expression of Victorian cemetery architecture and design you could hope for. There's tons of famous people. R.H. Macy's, you know, when people need a new outfit because they won the breed and they got to go into the group, and they R.H. Macy of the eponymous store is buried up there. Arm and Hammer, several Civil War generals. I don't know why they're in the Yankee heartland, but they're there. The first lady that was executed for killing her husband, a couple people struck by lightning. I mean, just crazy. And if you ask, this used to be the case, it's been a couple of years since I went, if you ask the guard at the gate for a map, he'll give you a map and you can just drive around. And there are still some people there with their easels painting because it's really set up very much in that Victorian idiom of a park.
Wow.
And you can go around and, you know, do some tombstone etching, get your,
yeah,
you know, pencil.
Yeah, do that. I think that's really cool. Yeah.
And that in Woodlawn, still, it's a pretty Irish neighborhood there. And you can get some soup. Now, that is where I would go to a real Irish bar.
Okay.
Yeah. But again, at your own peril.
Pay attention, people. Pay attention.
Pay attention to what you're doing. Pay attention who you're pissing off. And yeah, don't blame me.
Keep one human with a brain.
Somebody's got to be right, aware. But yeah, so the Bronx is, like I said, very, you would think, it sounds like it's a universe away. It's really close to Queens. And if you want to do a day trip, go up to the Bronx, go to Arthur Avenue.
Sure.
Come back 5 minutes. heavier. You'll be so thrilled.
I love it. You mentioned a really important item.
Yes.
Macy's is not next door. What the hell? What do you do? What happens? Where are you going to go buy the outfit that Macy's always has a sale just because we're there? I'm sure. Now what?
Well, you can go. The biggest mall in Queens is the Queens Center Mall, which is in Elmhurst, which is not that far away and probably accessible, not by train, you'd have to change, but it's drivable and there's parking. So Queens Center Mall in Elmhurst, which is right off the Long Island Expressway, Queens Boulevard exit off the expressway. So it's about midway between Manhattan and the stadium, I would say, give or take. Probably closer to the stadium.
Closer than going into the city to go to Macy's if you've just won the breed, which you don't have time to do.
Don't have time to do. So I would Queens Center Mall.
Okay.
That's it. That is my guy. Don't be afraid, people. Okay. Uber everywhere. You know, Google where you're going and you'll be fine. And don't be afraid. And, you know, we don't all look the same. We're all different. And it's an amazing borough. Lots of wonderful people. And New Yorkers are, while initially gruff, if they see you flopping on the ground like a, you know, sunfish on a deck, they will help you because they are tenderhearted under all that.
The imagery when I talk to you always makes me smile, Denise. Okay, so a couple of things that I wanted to tack onto this. At the tennis center, pay attention to how you got there and how you get out. I personally last year got lost, wandered through that entire park literally for an hour and begged some Uber driver to come find me.
Yeah, you know, that
honestly, or- that happened. So
area used to be the World Fairgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it's got the weird globe that nobody knows what to do with and all these strange things. And getting around that place is an art, which I myself have not mastered. So good luck on that. But again, if you have your ways on, Laura, did you have your ways on?
I did not think to turn on ways to get around the park.
You need your ways. Anytime you go anywhere, put on your ways.
Got it. Got it. So pro tip, add Waze to your phone if you don't already have it.
Yes.
Pay attention to how you got in and how you're supposed to get back out again if you get separated from your party.
Now, remember also that anytime you cross water, you're going to hit a toll, you're going to get whacked for something, right? I mean, there are a couple of bridges that the Brooklyn bridges you can go over and they're free, but who wants to go into Brooklyn? It's a whole thing because the traffic situation in Brooklyn. Be thankful you're in Queens. And by the way, can we talk about traffic for a minute? The nice thing about Westminster is that if you choose to stay in the city and you choose to come into Queens, you are going against the flow of traffic because nobody's leaving Manhattan in the morning. Everyone's trying to get in.
Oh.
So now that notwithstanding the fact that anyone can have an accident and that can cause an hour and a half delay, right? So you figure out a reasonable time. You look at the ways. And you see how long Waze says it takes to get there, and then you add an hour. Just be conservatively speaking, do you want to be stuck on the Long Island Expressway, you know, and your breed's going in 7 minutes? I don't think so. No. So better to be early, because the one time you don't do it, you're going to get stuck. So the norm is not going to be standstill traffic because everyone's trying to get into where you're getting out of. And then, you know, conversely, in the evening when you leave, everyone's trying to get out of Manhattan. So put on your ways, add a lot of cushioning, and you should be.
Just speaking as a retired professional handler, get to the dog show early no matter what. It's just a thing. Like when the COVID time, when it was in the park, and there was the long backup from the stoplight all the way up to the gate, and people were freaking out because they were going to miss their rings. I watched people literally bail out of their cars with their dog and run. Right? Seriously. Okay. People, don't go that close to time. I don't care if you have a Vishla. Literally be at the dog show when it starts. Come on. Think, people. Okay.
Absolutely. Right. Oh, also one more thing after, and I don't care where you go in Queens, the Bronx, whatever, it's late at night. You've got the munchies. Where are you going to go? White Castle. Have you ever heard of White Castle?
I have seen White Castle. I have never actually consumed White Castle.
The reason they call them belly bombers, but okay. So you have two options late at night.
Okay.
One is White Castle, and there is one just south of the stadium. Open 24 hours, drive through.
Okay.
Your other option is a Greek diner.
Oh.
Now, how do you know it's a Greek diner? Well, you walk in and it looks like a casting call for My Big Fat Greek Wedding. Also, if you're not sure, you look in the pastry case. And if the lemon meringue pie approaches 12 inches tall, you're in a good mood, right? It's not as thick as this. Where's my hand? Yeah, you don't go in. It's not a Greek diner. So Greek diners are great. And then you go in and you order whatever it is. You order your Reuben sandwich, you order your big salad. Blah, blah, blah. Okay.
But yeah. There aren't any of the, or what I saw anyway, I don't remember from where I was in my hotel, there weren't like bodegas and some of the stuff that we see kind of right around Madison Square Garden when we're downtown for Matt.
Yeah, well, you mean like bodegas, convenience stores?
Yeah. Little corner sign. Market things that have everything.
Yeah, they're there. Oh, okay. They're there. It just depends on the neighborhood and the flavor of them. Depends on what neighborhood you're in. But yeah, there are convenience stores all around. And I think also that area is a little odd because you've got all the hotels, which were never there. So I think when they had to build them, they weren't there, many of them, when I was growing up. I think a lot of businesses, local businesses, obviously moved away. But yes, you can find bodegas and you can find places and you just pull over and you double park, right? Because that's what we do in New York is you double park. In fact, there's a thing called alternate side.
Like, runs over you?
No, they expect you to double park. But, you know, and then if they need you to move. I mean, you have to keep an eye out, right? There are some neighborhoods, and I lived in one, that has something called alternate side of the street parking, which means that on a given morning between, I can't remember, is it 10 and 1 or whatever, everybody on that side of the street has to move their car or they get ticketed so that the sanitation department can come in and they can sweep. So what everybody does is they move their car and they double park it on the other side of the street. Now, if you double park on the other side of the street, you won't get a ticket. But if you park where you're going to be impeding the sanitation department, you will. So depending on the neighborhood, people are tolerant of the double parking. Just don't inconvenience anyone because then you're going to hear, oh, you know, which is a very common thing in Queens, which is, oh, move your car.
Yeah.
Yeah. And okay. You say, yes, sorry.
Play out of town or so sorry.
I'm sorry, I don't know. Well, they'll tell. They'll take one look at the license plate and they'll be like, you know. Not enough when you see a plate from Jersey, but when you see one from Indiana, then yeah, you'll be fine. Use common sense and realize that, you know, New York City is a lot easier to navigate than, say, Philadelphia. I mean, if you were going to Philly, I would say. You know, in New York, we're accustomed to having multiple sports teams, you know.
Sure.
Yankees, yeah. Mets.
Yeah,
the Dodgers too, right? Before they left. So, you know, no one gets hung up. If it's not like you're in a Yankee neighborhood and somebody wears a Mets hat. Oh, try wearing a Yankee hat to Philly. I don't recommend it. In fact, I had a friend who said to me, Denise, if you're coming to visit, please do not wear any New York sports insignia whatsoever. I cannot guarantee your safety. So New York City is a lot.
Oh,
yeah, Philly's hardcore. Yeah, you're worried about New York. Philly's much more hardcore.
Oh, I'm not worried about New York, but wow, I did not realize Philly was that bad.
In fact, the domestic violence rate in Philadelphia on those evenings where their home teams lose goes up. I can't remember the percentage, but it is appreciable.
That's insanity. All right, people, pay attention. Have fun in Queens. Go to the underground Asian food. Go watch the guys play bocce ball. It's going to be amazing. Going to love it.
All right, guys.
Thanks, Denise.
Thanks, Laura.
All right, crew. I hear from folks pretty much daily, asking for a specific topic or for a series of podcasts on a topic. So, ask and you shall receive. I've done all the hard work. I've sorted, searched, and compiled 8 different albums from the archives on our most popular topics. And when I say there's a podcast for that, I ain't just a woofin'. Getting yours today is super simple. Just jump on puredogtalk.com/store and click the PDT albums image. And when you're in there, you're going to find a collection of veterinary voices. You're going to find a collection for breeding and whelping hands-on. You'll find Pure Dog Talk University on dog breeding. Love the breeds. Up your game. Owner handlers, the interviews, events and sports. There is so much there. And once you're in those links, you'll be able to read the details of the topic. For a special introductory price of $1.99, you get a link to dozens, up to more than 100 episodes on these specific topics. And while you're there, if you or a friend or family member are just getting started, even just starting a search for your first well-bred purebred dog, you can also check out Auntie Laura's Beginner's Guide to Show Dogs at puredogtalk.com/book to get the foundational Pure Dog Talk episodes with bonus tracks. So hop on it, y'all. These special prices will not last.
As always, if you have any questions or input, we'd love to hear from you. The show notes and links to resources on today's topic are available at puredogtalk.com. Drop us a note in the comments or email to laura@puredogtalk.com. Remember, guys, this podcast is for you. So if you want to know something, give me a holler. We'll do a podcast for you. If you wouldn't mind, you could help me out here. Take a couple minutes to visit iTunes and give us a review. The Dog Show Superintendents Association is a proud supporter of Pure Dog Talk. Our dog show superintendents are the hardworking people who make the dog show function. They are advocates for education and mentorship in the purebred dog fancy. So stop by the super's desk at your next show. Tell them how much you love Pure Dog Talk and give them a shout out for their support. That's all for today. Thank you for joining us on Pure Dog Talk.